My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers.
In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, we recap as Davin shows how he flips the script on the scammers, and then he has to go to the post office for a visit. So listen and enjoy.
Last week, when we last left off, my girlfriend had a really hard day. I was grilling the hell out of her.
Yeah, you were.
Lawyer Davin was in the building.
You put barbecue sauce on her and threw her down.
Sounds hot.
Nice.
Better than animal sex. Barbecue
put
sex.
Put those stripes on there. Mm. Yeah.
Because she accepted friends on her personal Facebook page, to which I was not a part of, and I wanted to be a part of, and she's like, no, I didn't. No, I didn't. I'm like, yes, you did. She's like, okay, then yes, I did. And then she's like, well, I forgot the Facebook. And I'm like, no, the password. I'm like, no, you didn't.
Yeah. I know. It's like, neener, neener, neener.
And then I'm like, why'd you lie about your birthday? She's like, is this about the birthday? No. Is this about the birthday? No. Is this about the birthday? No.
It's like, oh, will you stop? I know. She was being really a broken record.
So then I said to her, I go, listen, if you can't be honest with me, then I don't think that, then I don't know if we can have this real relationship that we want. I don't think we can beat the odds. You have a decision to make. I am going to break up with you.
I know. That was pretty shocking.
A mark is not supposed to break up with a scammer. That is against protocol.
I know. If I could possibly do it without, like, gobbing all over the mic, I'd make a screeching noise.
Exactly.
Like a truck derailing.
So then later on, we were talking, and me and my girlfriend, Belinda, and she was talking about how her roommate's father passed away and was going to the funeral for 3 days and making the dresses. So I was like, all right, I'll talk to you when you come back. And she was really hurt by that.
Yeah.
Because you and Joe and everybody's like, all right, here's her out. Just like I thought, here's her out. We're not going to talk to her for a few days. She's worn out. Yeah. She's like, no, I want to talk to you. I want you to help me make me feel better and everything.
I know. She was hurt that you weren't going to be by your side during this tragedy.
Exactly.
So yeah.
I'm a nice guy. I'll play the game.
Okay.
And then she came back later on, and she was having trouble going to sleep. And I know the lights went out, so Pip wanted me to reread this.
Yeah.
Not the lights went out, stupid. We lost power.
We
on
lost
the
power, and so you guys missed this really interesting part.
Yes. So she asked me to write her a bedtime story. Now, she knows me as a porn writer.
Yeah, so that's what was really risky on her part.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't really know this. She's like, well, don't you write for kids? I'm like, not off the top of my head. So this is barely performed comics.
It's going to involve balls.
So this is the story I wrote for my beautiful Belinda, and what we close with. All right. Let's see. You ready?
Yes.
Just close your eyes and dream a dream. A dream where wishes come true. A dream where you can ride a Pegasus or be a princess. Where you can chase a shooting star and fly to Jupiter. Dream where there are always hugs to hold you tight, to make you feel loved. Dream a dream where you will eat ice cream for dinner, and the streets are lined with lollipop trees. Dream a dream where you are loved. Dream a dream where it all works out. Dream a dream that tomorrow is always exciting and yesterday always went just right. Dream a dream that tonight is the first step to forever, and for always, and forever is always better than the best dream.
See, now, I know that we've made fun of a lot of, like, the poetry that we've gotten from the scammers or that Joe's written or some of the hallmarky things that Devin's written, but really right off the top of your head, I thought that was really a great story for a little kid.
Or a scammer. Who might be a little kid.
And she wants to be lulled to sleep. But, I mean, that was you know, not blowing smoke up
but
your butt.
You.
But that was, like, that was really lovely.
I wanted her to be comforted. We had a rough day together.
Yes, you did.
Yeah, that's what I love. And people don't, I mean, our fans get this. I play the psychology mind games on them that they do on their marks.
Yes.
I go from I'm madly in love with you to I'm giving them demands and holding their feet to the fire. The way they play, I'm madly in love with you. Send me money. If you really love me, you'll do this for me.
Why won't you help me?
Exactly.
Can you tell that I have no money here and we could be together if you would help me?
Yes. I have flipped the script.
Yeah.
So shall we continue?
Please.
All right. February 26th. This is the next day. Belinda writes, how are you today? I go, hanging in there. I was going to run out. You going to be here in an hour? She goes, I was hoping to have a quick word so I could continue with the sewing. Where are you off to? Remember, she's sewing the dress for Rita's funeral. I go, okay, we can talk briefly so you can go back to sewing. What's up? She goes, I'm fine. Haven't heard from you all day. Wanted to see how you were doing.
Yeah.
I go, how would you hear from me if you did not say hi? I saw you logged on briefly. No worries, though. I'm shitty, but it's not your fault or your problem, so no need for you to worry about it. I was having a bad day.
Oh.
She goes, I logged in but didn't have enough airtime, so I went back off. Why are you shitty? Shut up, Joe.
He already chastised me for swelling your head.
Oh, did he?
Yes.
Well, shut up, Joe. So I write, just tired of being underappreciated as well, just exhausted and sick of it all. She goes, is that how I make you feel, underappreciated? To be honest, I didn't know either was it my intention. So she's got a guilty complex.
Oh, no.
I was not referring to you, and I wasn't.
It's like, back off. It was not everything's about you.
Wasn't about you, babe. I go, work stuff. She goes, what's wrong with your work? Don't they appreciate you? I go, pretty much, there is no loyalty in my line of work. She goes, I guess you are fine with all that's going on. I go, what do you mean? She goes, I mean, with all that's going on, you are well. I go, why do you say that? What gives you that impression? She goes, I'm hoping you are well. I go, oh, hope and reality are two different things. But like I said, don't worry about it. These are my problems.
Mm-hmm.
But it's nice that she's concerned.
Yeah, she actually legitimately seems it.
She goes, your problems are mine, too, because I worry about you.
Oh.
I mean, I guess any scammer could say that.
Sure.
But we've been through a lot.
Well, you were just, like, pinning her down, and she's being
a little bit...
Yeah. She's... Barbecue sauce. Who needs Jello?
Long scrotum. Bone through the nose.
ow. Long as it's not a bone through the scrotum.
No.
Yeah, all right.
She goes, so where will you be going after here? I go, post office. I asked her if she was able to sleep well last night. She asked me what I'm going to do at the post office. I said, probably take out my penis in the lobby and scare the children.
Joseph, she knows the money's coming.
Shut up, Joe. I go, probably take out my penis in the lobby and scare the children. I like to do that on cloudy Tuesdays.
It's cloudy Tuesday. Oh, no, here comes penis guy. Ah, ruined everything. We just took the kids out for ice cream. Everything was good.
Here comes, Mom, why is that man humping a P.O. box?
To look away, children. Look away. Just lick the jimmies. No, his name isn't Jimmy.
She goes, LOL, the kids will have nightmares when you do that. That's my girl.
Good for her.
That's my girl.
For more Devin's Den scans the scammers, search for Devin's Den on iHeartRadio.